marked on the very early maps. Again, you can see the faint outline of a cross and a figure actually on this particular cross. It's somewhat more cumbersome than the one on the other side of the site. Now, each of these rubbles, these stones that you see in the field, okay, there have been field clearances. However, I would look at those with as much interest as I would at the cross. That is the rubble stones that I see lying on the field around me. Okay, so the markings on the cross here. And up here, this was a face, from what I remember. Something else there. Okay. Now, the disappointing thing about here is when I bring people in and I say to them, this is not what I come in for. We're going over to this, look at this. And I always get them, say, what, you've got a big cross there and you're not going to talk about it? One of the more interesting features of this site is this cross on this, and you see where someone has been looking for further markings.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we have here is ground fast rock again with a crucifix, at first glance a simple crucifix etched onto the rock, and to the right of the crucifix is a hollow in the rock which we call a ballon. Okay, the significance of this right away to a Roman Catholic is a holy water font and a place of special interest. Now, at first glance, as I said, it looks like the cross has been cut on the rock, but it's more than that. It's been cut about an inch deep by an inch wide into the cross. Not satisfied with that, the maker of this cross then set about and has faced away, if you like, the outer levels of the stone, and has left a roll top edge on the cross, and it really is quite beautiful. Consider, with all the rock carvings and the circles that we've looked at today, the people who did this would not have been content with leaving it like that. Those crosses were coloured, they were illuminated. Think the Book of Kells, with all the intricate work that went into that. The time that they would have invested in doing this type of work, they would certainly not have neglected to further embellish it. Now, as I say, the rock itself with the cross and the ballon is ground fast. It's no stretch of the imagination to think that this particular cross site would have been enclosed permanently by a hut, a place of special sanctuary, maybe by a hermit of the early Christian period.